This is Bradley Waldrop, and well, we're going to record in my mobile recording studio, which is nowhere nearly as good as the recording studio I normally use, but this is what it is. And I just had an experience that reminded me of sort of some of my past and some of the reasons why I ended up so frustrated in my career, and most of it was my own doing. And I'm hoping that maybe we could get you past it so that it's not of your doing. You see, for a long time, I thought that I was much, much, much more important to my company and to the team I was working on the longer my to-do list was. I had an unrealistic understanding of my own worth. And I really honestly thought, if I do a lot and everybody sees I do a lot, then I'm bringing a lot of value every single day. There was a time where I started using a Franklin Covey organizer, and I've used a Franklin Covey organizer off and on throughout my career. I don't use one anymore. But one of the things that was real interesting about it, if you remember those, is on the right-hand side, there was an action item list of the things that you were going to do. And I got to a point where I had multiple pages of that. So I actually would print out the mini-size piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, cut in half, with a to-do list, and it was multiple pages, and rather than rewriting it every day, I would just move it over in the next day. So if I remember correctly, I was somewhere in Southern California. I think I was in a conference room that was pretty mediocre. Wasn't, you know, nothing splashy, but nice. It still had a nice table and chairs in there. And anyway, in that environment, right, there's a room, and there's 12 of us are all huddled around the conference room table, and someone had said, you know, that they had like 3 or 4 things to do, and I thought I was cool. And so I said, well, I just counted all of mine up because I'm numbering mine to get them all done. I got like 42 things on my to-do list. And everyone on the team there kind of looked at me like I was crazy. And I was pounding my chest. I thought that was great. What I didn't realize was I was signaling to them that I didn't understand how to manage my own time, how to say yes to the right things, how to say no to the right thing, and how to trust that other people will get stuff done. Well, it also sort of dawned on me today as I was remembering that story, because I kind of was going through a similar experience this week, not with me, but with somebody else that's a friend of mine. And I realized that my friend is so busy that he can't do his own job and he can't do it well. But when given the opportunity to escape that, he's real hesitant to give up the things that are on his to-do list. Now, I can't dive into his mental attitude. I can't be his psychiatrist and ask him, you know, if all those things are on his to-do list because he feels insecure with his own job and insecure with his own abilities and insecure about his own set of values or his own value to the team. But if I were a betting man, oh, at least 50% of that list has to do with him just wanting to feel important. Now, if you really want to feel important and you're in a leadership position, now's the time to start training staff so they can grow in their career. Put them in positions to take things off of your to-do list to stretch. And in that stretch, be available to help someone, but you don't have to hold their hand, right? So here's the idea. You go through your to-do list, and you identify the stuff that's best for you, not best for you, You identify things that the people around you could stretch into as a role, and then you start giving it away to them. You trust that they get it done, but then you verify like crazy. Are you getting it done? Do you have the resources you need? Do you need additional training? And when they start to gasp for air because they are being overwhelmed, well, then you could step in and walk through what they've tried, how they've done it before, what ways they'd like to do it different, and what's holding them back from doing it different. Now, that's real leadership. Leadership is not holding on to all of the tasks every single day and just sort of spoon-feeding them to your troops. It is casting a vision for them. It is giving them a very clear understanding what the expectations are, what the expected outcome is, what the resources available to them are, and allowing them to actually try it out. Make some mistakes. Look, mistakes are very, very underrated in our profession. We don't want to make mistakes when it comes to the technical part of civil engineering, and that's why we have quality review. But we need to make mistakes in order to grow in our own career. If you remember back when you did homework in college and you were being taught to get to where you are, you had to make some mistakes. Some of those mistakes you felt bad for, but you learned from them and you moved on. Also, some of those mistakes you made and you were sort of chastised for making them. Well, that's an environment that's not real good for leadership, right? If you're in a highly controlled environment, like there are managers everywhere who are just pressing you down, then you don't have the latitude to make mistakes, and you start to cripple, that environment cripples the growth for other people around you. So you got to take a deep breath. You got to start dishing things off of your to-do list. And when you do dish things off of your to-do list, you will be applauded for allowing people to grow. You will be highly valuable because you can train someone to do your job so you get a chance to do a different job. And your team will respect you for trusting them along the way. So, hey, look, quick takeaway from today, quick takeaway from this week. If you have a ton of things on your to-do list, you have to reassess. That ton of things is either because you don't trust that somebody else can do it as fast as you, or someone can do it as good as you, or you're afraid to give it away because you don't want folks to feel or to see you with a short to-do list like you're expendable. That is not what the value is that you bring on a day-to-day basis. As a leader, you bring a lot of value because you're providing an environment for people to grow. You are coaching them into a new role and a new position. You are guiding the team to get to the end. And there's a lot of value for that, to include the value that you provide to your client for being a good leader, the value you provide to your employees for being a good leader, to your supervisors, to your bosses, to the folks that are running your organization. And look, if it's you running the organization, you're doing yourself a huge favor for getting out in front of the momentum that's in the organization. So lean in, start giving some things away, and do some testing and make sure that it works and that the folks that you're giving it to are set up for some success. Now, all I want for you to do is drop me a line at bradley@walldropcommunications.com. That's Bradley at WALDROP communications.com, and let me know what is holding you back from giving things away off of your to-do list, or send me a note and tell me how great it is knowing that you don't have to be buried by all the things on your to-do list, and you can really help the rest of the team grow. I want to hear from you. All right? Until the next time, take care.
If you're looking to accelerate your career with battle-tested and purpose-built tools from seasoned veterans, then make your way over to AEC Professional Matters. www.thebattletested.com. We're giving away the Project Leader Survival Kit. In this kit, you're going to get the Priority Gate. This seemingly simple tool will give you the power to share the limelight with others and prioritize your tasks for effectiveness. It's the same tool I use to double my output, cut my stress in half, and break away from the reputation I inherited as a young engineer. Without this, your supervisor and other company leaders won't stop looking at you as the young, wet behind the ears engineer, and you'll continue to be stuck in your career. You'll also get the Foxhole Signaling Device. This earns you respect faster than anything else you've tried. It lets you walk the walk and talk the talk. Using this tool saves time, money, and makes your team more effective and proves to your entire team that you aren't selfish. Lastly, you get the Service Business Decoder. This simple primer is the business school in a box you didn't know you needed in college. It's a shortcut to understanding how our business works and what numbers project leaders like you have complete control over. After you see this, you're going to have the ammunition you need to help your operations manager shine so you get what you need to grow an amazing team. This is 31 years in the making. It's like getting an advanced degree. We should be charging thousands of dollars for this, but we want you to accelerate your journey. That's why we're giving it away at aecprofessionalmatters.com. Just go to aecprofessionalmatters.com/power and complete the form so we can get it to you right away.